attacks on the World Trade Center.
Getting your bearings.
Tourists tend to spend much of their time on Manhattan, where the iconic attractions are located. The remaining four boroughs, the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten Island, are mainly residential, but worth exploring nonetheless. Most of Manhattan is laid out in a grid, which makes it really easy to navigate. The rule of thumb is that the streets run east to west and avenues run north to south. Manhattan is great for walking, with the excellent subway system handy for longer hops between attractions, especially as it runs all night long. Manhattan has many district neighborhoods that are worth exploring, from the ritzy shopping and residential districts uptown to the financial districts of downtown, taking in the villages in between. Starting out in New York's most famous square, you'll recognize the bright lights and big screens of Times Square from 100 movies. But it still doesn't fail to impress. Greenwich Village, with its leafy streets and bohemian Washington Square Park, has a large literary and gay community, and the quaint bookstores and cafes to go with it. The young and hip East Village retains its edginess, which is reflected in its eclectic shops, record stores, nightclubs and bars, as well as its more traditional delis and pickle shops. For charming 19th century brownstone houses, think the Cosby Show, go to the West Village, where you'll find perfect brunch spots on almost every corner. New York is a city of acronyms. You'll find that yourself passing through Soho, so called because it's located south of Houston Street, a great place for boutique